You're listening to SBS News.
G'day, I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS News team. Andrew Hastie explains why he quit the opposition front bench, calls for aid workers detained by Israel to be released, and in rugby league, Melbourne Storm prepare for tomorrow night's NRL Grand Final against the Brisbane Broncos. Let's start with Australian news, and Liberal MP Andrew Hastie says his decision to leave the party front bench is not part of an effort to replace opposition leader Susan Lee. Mr Hastie has defended his decision to sensationally quit the party's leadership, saying he wanted the freedom to be more outspoken on immigration policy by sitting on the back bench. Mr Hastie explains his decision was a response to a letter from Ms Lee telling him his role as opposition spokesman for Home Affairs would not allow him a leading role in shaping the party's approach to immigration.
I received a letter from the opposition leader, Susan Lee, outlining her expectations of me as the Shadow Minister for Home Affairs. In the letter, she made it clear that I would not be leading our response on immigration, nor developing our policy within the coalition. And as a consequence, I came to the judgment that I could no longer serve in the Shadow Cabinet. I informed her of my decision. It was a very friendly and respectful conversation.
Despite rumours his step back was signalling a potential leadership challenge, he says he will not be attempting to challenge Ms Lee's position and will continue to advocate for his beliefs on the parliamentary backbench. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has made a formal request to Israeli authorities for consular access to Australian humanitarian workers who were part of an aid flotilla and information about how they've been detained. The department has not been able to confirm how many Australians are being held by Israel after the interceptions, according to family members of those detained. Australian humanitarian workers were among hundreds reportedly detained by Israel after attempting to deliver aid to Gaza by boat. The Greens and spokespeople for the aid flotilla claim Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs is refusing to communicate with the families of the detained, claims DFAT has denied. Greens MP Makarim Faruqi says the Albanese government must take urgent steps to secure the immediate release of the Australians.
The Labor government should be their urgent priority to provide protection and safety to the Australians who have now been abducted by Israel.
DFAT said in a statement that their officials are on the ground providing assistance to five Australians they've confirmed to be detained in Israel. They say they're seeking confirmation of the detention of a sixth Australian and have also called on Israel to respect international law and ensure the safety and humane treatment of those involved. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has accused the US of trying to force out his government as the Trump administration expands its conflict against drug cartels. Mr. Maduro hosted an event with ambassadors and regional allied leaders in Caracas on Friday, saying the US threatens Venezuela every day.
Venezuela! Hamas!
Venezuela will never bow down to any empire, no matter how powerful that empire may be, whatever its name may be, and we will give that empire a moral, ethical, and political lesson in the years to come, as it deserves.
He avoided directly commenting on the latest U.S. strike on a boat in the Caribbean, which killed four men. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth accused the small boat of carrying drugs in the waters off Venezuela, labeling the victims as so-called narco-terrorists. Venezuela's allies, including Colombian President Gustavo Petro, called the attack an act of aggression and claim there were no cartel associates on board. Rescuers are working to recover the bodies of two women found near a hut in a remote alpine region. Two hikers walking in Nelsi found the women's bodies near Cleve Coal Hut at about 12:50 p.m. on Friday. Although the women's identities are unknown, police believe they're aged in their 20s or 30s and might have been in the area to hike and camp. An appeal has been issued to the public to help identify the women, as there are currently no known missing person reports. Police believe the deaths appear to be non-suspicious. In rugby league, Melbourne Storm are preparing for their 11th NRL Grand Final under the leadership of coach Craig Bellamy, while the Brisbane Broncos hope to end their 19-year premiership drought in Sydney. Brisbane superstar Reece Walsh looms as the make-or-break man of the Grand Final, with Bellamy aiming to shut him down with a strong defensive formation. Arguably the most dangerous player in the competition, Walsh produced the match-defining plays in finals wins over Canberra and Penrith, and we'll hope to do so again tomorrow night. Melbourne assistant coach Ryan Hinchcliffe says Brisbane are a tough team and his squad will have to be at their best.
Always wary of our opposition. We certainly know the type of team that they are. They've got a lot of strengths all over the team, to be fair. So obviously led by, you know, Payne Haas and Reece Walsh. They've got some strong outside backs and, you know, they've got arguably one of the best kickers in the game. So they've got a lot of strengths throughout their team, but, you know, our focus this week has been mainly on us executing what we want to do. And if we do that, we know that, you know, we're a good chance of getting the result that we want.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from SBS News. And if you want something to listen to over the weekend, check out our podcast SBS Weekend One on One for interviews on the news issues of the week.